Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The Bar Council of Ireland are calling for an urgent review of fees for criminal law barristers, with professional fees still at 2002 levels some 19 years later. They're asking the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform to reassess the fees paid to barristers who practice criminal law on behalf of the state. Further concerns have also been raised amid reports that junior barristers are earning as little as €25 a day in the district court. Chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland, Maura McNally, joins us now to discuss this further. Maura, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thank you.
You want the state to review fees paid to criminal law barristers only, is that right?
Well, this is the issue that we're addressing, which is actually arising on foot of a review that DEEPER, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, carried out of its own volition with the DPP back in July of 2018, where basically it decided that barristers were entitled, and there was justification for, a reversion of the cuts that had been imposed upon criminal practitioners during the financial emergency. I mean, if we all look back to 2008, 2009, under the FEMPI Acts, the Financial Emergency Measures in Public Interest Acts, everyone across the board suffered cuts. And everyone across the board since then has had restoration, with the exception of one profession and with the exception of one branch of that profession. And that is actually the practicing barristers in criminal law, both prosecution barristers and defence barristers. And the knock-on effect of that, despite government undertakings by DEEPER that they would address it, is that we're going to end up in a few years' time with very few professional prosecutors who are criminal barristers and very few professional defending criminal barristers. That's because younger barristers, and I don't mean by age, but I mean those who are practicing for 1 to 6 years, 75% of them leave after 6 years because it's no longer financially viable.
And are you talking, Maura, about fees paid to all criminal barristers acting on behalf of the state,
or are you
talking about entry motions and cases?
It would be across the board in respect of the rates of fees, because the rates of fees that are being paid now are the same as they were back in 2002, 20 years later. And the difficulty with that is that the CSO in 2020, when it carried out its research, stated that the average take-home salary was €49,000. And some 75% of members of the criminal wing of the Bar of Ireland are nowhere near that. And in fact, many practitioners practicing from year 1 to 7 are required to have second jobs in order that they can survive with their first job, that of being either a prosecuting counsel or a defending counsel. And if they're going to leave the bar in hordes, leave the criminal bar in hordes in years to come, the knock-on effect of that is that those who beat the drum about access to justice and beat the drum about law and order will find that there is such a small pool available to prosecute cases that, in fact, cases will not be prosecuted.
I wonder, is part of the problem how costly and prohibitive it is to enter the profession?
That has been an issue for decades, and it's something that is actually being addressed by the Bar of Ireland. During the COVID-19, thanks to government incentives, we were in a position to reduce fees for practitioners. In respect of ensuring that there's greater socioeconomic diversity, we also have the Denham Fellowship, which was set up in honour of the retired Chief Justice Susan Denham, where we support people from Daish schools to get through the King's Inns, and then they're supported in their first 4 years of practice at the bar with their fees paid, etc.
That would be a minority of cases. If it was less financially burdensome to qualify through the King's Inns, to qualify as a barrister, then the burden wouldn't be as heavy in the years post. The same argument can be made
in respect of dentistry, can be made in respect of medicine, can be made in respect of any other professions. But the difficulty with the Bar of Ireland is that when it comes to criminal practice, the fees for doctors have increased, the fees for nurses have increased, for taxi drivers have increased, for accountants have increased, but not for the Bar of Ireland. And this despite a promise from the Department of Justice and from DEEPER at the time the cuts were made, that things would go back to the way they were when the country got back on its feet. And then added to that is the fact that DEEPER did its own review with the support of the DPP and recommended that those cuts need to be addressed and that the barristers in criminal law were entitled to restoration.
And I wonder why it hasn't been happened. I wonder why it hasn't been rectified more briefly. I wonder, is there an unfair perception, in your opinion, that barristers are well healed?
I'm sure that that public perception is out there, engendered certainly by those to whose benefit it is to engender it. But I can guarantee you that the majority of members at the Bar of Ireland are ordinary people. You will always have exceptions. I recognise that. You will always have exceptions. But the majority are not earning a salary akin to that of the average take-home salary in this country.
We'll talk again soon. Maura McNally, Chair of the Bar Council of Ireland, thank you very much indeed.